The Bush administration is preparing a national plan to respond to a pandemic if bird flu adapts to human transmission. But the study indicates that public health workers might confound the arrangements. Researchers at the Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore and Ben-Gurion University of the Negev in Israel interviewed more than 300 public health workers in three counties in the mid-Atlantic U.S. state of Maryland. They chose these counties because they are comparable in size to those served by the vast majority of U.S. public health departments. Johns Hopkins physician Daniel Barnett gives the startling main finding.
46.2% of the workers surveyed stated they are unlikely to report to duty during an influenza pandemic. That's almost half of the public health workforce.
Barnett says only one-third of those surveyed even felt knowledgeable about the public health impacts of a flu pandemic. The findings are similar to a larger survey done last year among 6,200 New York City public health employees, half of whom said they would be unwilling to report to work during an untreatable infectious disease outbreak. A breakdown of the data in the Maryland study shows that doctors and nurses were more likely to say they would report to work, while technical and support staff, such as clerical workers, were the least likely. Barnett says this is because technical and support personnel do not perceive themselves as important as clinical staff, but he says their perception is wrong.
This is critical because people who answer telephones, people who sort of perform the basic computer technician activities, for example, in health departments, are really the glue that will keep the public health infrastructure running during an influenza pandemic.
The researchers say current U.S. pandemic preparedness plans take into account some health personnel shortages due to illness from influenza. But Barnett says public health workers are clearly not prepared for a crisis.
I think we need to reassess how we're doing training for public health workers in the United States. Addressing willingness to respond is a variable in our curricula, not just knowledge and skills. We can't assume that just because we're training people in skill sets that they will take those skill sets and willingly apply them.
Barnett's study appears in the April issue of the journal BMC Public Health. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.